Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why I run.
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Yo, 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 welcome to The Cut on Global 14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line as the host, Golden Fleece. What's good?
Yo, what's good, man? Ah, man, it's a crazy week, man. Just a bunch of running around, and now, you know what I'm saying, seeming like the sore throat want to creep up. It's raining right outside. It's crazy right now, but, you know, we fighting that, but, another Wednesday, we back at it, you know? Glad to hear your voice, man. You've been traveling around like crazy. You know, you got to recap us on that South by Southwest move.
Absolutely. I definitely want to let the audience know and share with also you, Golden, what I couldn't because it was so crazy. Southwest by Southwest in Austin, Texas went down, the music portion of the film festival, And, yeah, very crazy, a lot going on. Just touched down last night, midnight, so y'all bear with me as well on the voice and and all of that. Exciting night tonight. Poco Don stopping through. What's good? Greenville, South Carolina, in the building, on the line.
And that's what's up. Greenville, South Carolina, man. I don't think we ever said anybody from South Carolina on the show as far as somebody that we've had on the show. South Carolina, I met a lot of people with a lot of talent in South Carolina, too. And it's, our Poco Don seemed like he about to take it to another level from Greenville. So I'm interested to talk to him for real.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about him coming on. Found out via Facebook. Shout out to Kiyoka out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Put me on, shared it, and I just got all excited about it. So definitely glad he's on the show tonight. I'm definitely going to play his tracks and get that exclusive interview with him. You are welcome to call in, so please do so. 760-913-4119. Get your call in now before it gets too crazy. Also want to let you guys know, for the first time listening, this is, again, Global 14 Radio via global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. That site features pretty much anything from features everything from exclusive music to blogs, photos, pictures, videos, groups, networking, all kind of things for you to get involved in. So definitely head over to the site, check it out, sign up, create your little account today. And that's pretty much it. Normally we would do like the Billboard chart thingy. Again, it is a lot going on tonight. Special guest Al Poco Don coming on, and then the Southwest by Southwest feedback recap and some just behind the scene information. Any mixtapes that you came across this week that you wanted to kind of let the listeners know?
Man, there's some mixtapes that's out there, man. It's crazy because it's like mixtape season. It's not even mixtape season. It's damn near album season. Like, even people that's dropping albums is dropping another album right away. But here's some recent exclusives that I came across that, you know, the audience may be interested in, and some upcoming. But we're going to spotlight a few. Let's see what we got here. You know what's crazy? Let me shout this mixtape out. T. Waters got an exclusive joint that he just put out called Broke Rich Nigga. T. Waters is actually he used to be down with So-So Def. I think he used to be signed to So-So Def. And if you know one of the lifers, if you remember Aaron that always used to comment on things, the light skinned dude Aaron.
Yeah,
I think that's
him.
His brother.
Okay.
I think that's his brother. And he actually was signed to Jermaine at one time, T. Waters was. So shout out to T. Waters, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. But he got a mixtape out. The hot one this week is Gucci Mane with Trap Back 2. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody loves Gucci Mane mixtapes. And
I'm
listening
to that and give my own assessment.
He got one with Young right. You know how things are going. And he got one with, I think, Young Scooter, which is hot. You know, he fresh off the Columbia joint. That's called Free Bricks, number 2. They got one. Also, another person's name that's been coming up on the mixtape circuit ever since he dropped his last one is Gutta Gutta from Young Money. It's like a lot of people are paying attention to Gutta Gutta since he released that last mixtape. I think
really?
It's called Gutterville. I'm not. Yeah. Like, he's got one out called Red Rum that you might want to check out. His last mixtape had a lot of people talking like, oh, we need a Gutter Gutter album now, because that last mixtape was off the chain. So he keeping that momentum going. And he's not stopping. Also, you got Yellow Wolf. People haven't heard from Yellow Wolf in a little while.
Yeah, we haven't. I was just thinking about him the other day.
Yeah, he got one out called Trump Music Returns.
Okay.
So that's hot this week. So if you're a Yellow Wolf fan and you like the stuff he does, he got a new joint out. Torch from MMG. I know you used to see Rick Ross, Gunplay, and there was another guy, and his name was Torch. When Rick Ross first came out, he was only with those two, Gunplay and Torch. But Torch is going hard to get back on the scene like he's supposed to be. You know, he's an original member of Maybach Music Group, but he's kind of forgotten right now. People don't talk about Torch like they should. He was down with Rick Ross from the beginning. He got a joint out called Taxi, and it's dope. He's actually from New York and moved to Miami and was down with Rick Ross since the beginning. So he got some New York music on there too, which is real dope. So shout out to Torch, you know what I'm saying, making it happen, getting himself visible again. So that's what's up. And also, I don't know if you heard of the female Brianna Perry from the Po' Boy Camp.
I think I have. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. I think I might have heard. She got something out this week.
Yeah, she got something out. Symphony number 9, called The Collection. She got something out. So, you know, there's a lot of people dropping mixtapes. You know, the funny thing about it, she's very beautiful, by the way, Brianna Perry. Like, I'm checking her out. I actually met her in Miami one time and just thought, damn, she's a pretty girl. And they're like, yo, she's bad, she's a thing. So I've been looking at her, you know, from then on. And they said she got some skills, man. So I'm tracking it. I've heard a few joints that I've liked from her. So she got a joint out, too. So it's mixtape season. A lot of people dropping. We'll see what happens from there. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get their buzz up, trying to get in that limelight so they can get that budget and push that album. So shout out to everybody dropping a mixtape.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely shout out. Like you said, it does seem like mixtape season, and I also know maybe that has to do with so much that's going on even this weekend, actually. Southern Entertainment Awards kept up so fast out there in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Will be, I know, right? Gosh, it's like you don't have a break. That's the grind,
super
right?
Fast.
Oh, my goodness. Nashville, Tennessee, Embassy Suite, Southern Entertainment Awards. We will be touched down there, so if you're going to be on the scene or in the area, definitely come holler at us. G14 Radio Cut will be there. Also, again, speaking of what is hot and what is happening and who does have a buzz, Al Poco Don's special guest tonight. If you're not familiar with him, you will be familiar with him tonight. And we are definitely going to get him on the line here shortly. Want to drop one of his tracks, which is Married to the Game. This is Al Poco Don, Global 14 Radio The Cut, coming up soon.
Playing with stocks, same way I was on the block when I played with them blocks. Now I'm about to game like a rifle, cause I done came and changed this bitch like a dirty diaper. Like, you keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever, but I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever. They say I changed on them, they keep it real on them. Fuck change, got $100 bill on them. Caught the pretty coupe and put some big wheels on it. Pretty doze up, like my car got big eels on it. It's real, homie, it's gutter, I hope you listen. Remember time when Donna didn't have no pot to piss in. That Poco Don got a missing stick and flipping the wreck, my Pyrex, and they told me to turn my wrist in. I'm talking number two of cash, man. My trap bump like I done dry shade on some bad skin. Daughter on everything, plus I'm getting plenty mail. All y'all can say the damn daughter hell when he will. Caramel, coupe, candy, sweat, and raisin, sand, chocolate seats, and wood grain. The sign look like raisin brands. I play the game low, you stay high like raisin hands. Play the streets with my music, so now I'm raisin brands. I got a blazing plan, move stupid with Asian bands. I made the AM to see cocaine really made my hands. Amazing man, Mr. Dunlada, daughter, I am. I poke up Dun, Dun, daughter, hollers, and desert sin. I switch my paint and painted the parrot feathers. Set the bitch on my 30s, and I go slang the Chinese snatters. You keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever. I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever. This is my life. Something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. And this is my life.
What the fuck you worried about it? I ain't worried about it. What the fuck y'all worried about it?
I'm living. But this is what a cash is. This is like a play, gotta be played to the last end. Matter of fact, survival is my forte. The name of the game is aggressive. Fuck what the world say. Lies. My life is real. Can't look, I gotta die 9 times to live. Lord, please forgive my fucking teenage girls. Blowing purple, taking trips to the end of the world. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I rode with an army brewing. Purple blood so fat, they thought I was smoking morning. Now, I love you to death, daughter's a pit bull. Riding around, serving straight raw like a skit bull. I'm a hustler, and I leave you all dead. Mr. Clean Street cleaner than Mr. Clean Baldhead. And I'm all red-blooded than the motherfucker. I'm married to the game, so I know the streets love me. Lord, when you judge, I know my jail is hell. Going down to Satan with my blow, drove with scales. Me and Satan got skill. I'ma blow the drove with my thug, homie. We don't need no light and we in hell, homie. Pull on it.
Life.
It's something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. Talk to me, Lord. Check this out right here. Our Father who art in heaven, please save me, son. Blessed Father, for I thank you, I ain't trying to burn.
Son, you give your soul to me. You we have eternal life. No more word about the struggle. You will finally see the light.
Lord, I prayed every day, but the pain don't end. Prayed before I went to court and wind up in the pen.
My beloved child, faith the child of blessing come here. You gotta believe your heart. I sent my son to die for your sin.
I don't know. I don't get it, Lord, talk to me. How can I have faith in something I just can't see?
This is small example, son. Listen very closely. You can't see oxygen, but you believe you can breathe.
Help me, God. See my situation I'm facing. Got me encased in embracing. And hell is where you gonna place me.
I give you blessing and lesson.
Take my message for granted. Disrespecting my essence. I can't have you in heaven. Lord, you say you forgive for everything, and I know you don't lie. You forgive, and why we still go to hell when we die?
Now, that's a good one, Rodriguez, because I do forgive for everything. But if you keep doing the same, then I'm forgiven in vain.
I lie. I know I'm doing dirt, Lord. Only got a couple bricks. Forgive me while I get them off. Forgive you for the hammer. Forgive you for that murder charge. I'm the one that made you, son. I knew you'd be a dope boy. I'm in, man. Just want to thank you one more time. I had to give you a piece of my mind. If I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me.
I Poco Don, Married to the Game, and Song to God, My Life. So dope, so dope. He is coming up on the line shortly. I want to play another one of his tracks before we get a more interview exclusive. Definitely, again, get your calls in, 760-913-4119 before it gets too crazy. The phones is going off. The tweets is a lot going on. So everybody chill out. Quit texting me. Call the line so you can speak to Al Poco Don. I don't have a hookup or anything. Call in and we'll get you on the line with Al Poco Don. This is Street Life.
Man, this life that I'm living right here, man. Crazy, man. It's like I must have ran across this old badass bitch, man. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing but a little, you know what I mean? It's a little outro. Intro, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you about this badass bitch I met, man. All y'all know her. All y'all done fucked the bitch. Y'all probably act like y'all didn't. But this is how it go right here. Check this out right here. I'm living that street life. I'm living life off in that street life. And we got to pay the price to leave the Lord. I'm too far gone off in this street life. And I can't turn back, no, 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 no. I'm too far gone off in these wicked streets. Check this out. It first started when I was young, just a little baby boy. She told me to run with her, she told me to put down the toy. Introduced me to the gang, gave me a pack, told me to slang. Even told me to sip some cane after she sucked my little thing she had. Sex with my dad, she even dyked my mom. Had them both sprung on dope, where the hell you come from? Had my mama stealing out the house and food off the table. Dad kinda done lost a job, studying, fighting the neighbors. Had my family fucked up, what that pussy that good. Matter of fact, you were fucking everybody from hood to hood. I finally hit the pussy raw, I couldn't turn back. You good pussy happy bitch, you had my mind off track. I was off the chain since the first sniff of the game. Couldn't let her go, even though she caught me some pain. Set me up nasty bitch, she gave me my first beer. Call home, same thing, now she boning my friends. When I touched down, it was the first bitch I seen. She wouldn't write a visit, even no money for canteen. I couldn't get rid of the hoe, through rain, see the snow. She had me tight by material things I couldn't let go. Now I'm back fucking no girl, and things getting good. Little mama getting it now, she gave me soft heart in the wood. I'm pumping now, I got a house, and cars with no hood. She didn't give a fuck about the little broads I had. Long as I fucked her real good, I would slip my cash. I was on her 24-7, niggas grabbing their masks. Stuck me up for 36, but she gave it all back. Fancy catch a call, she always stayed low key. She wouldn't touch a piece of dope, she always gave it to me. Whole time I was fucked up, I just couldn't see. Now I realize I'm really trying to let her go. She got me caught up with the police and damn near caught four. And the funny thing about it, y'all all know this broad. Only way you can get rid of her, go to the Lord. She caused me a lot of trouble, a lot of hurt, even caused me a lot of beef. I finally asked the bitch name, she said her name was Streets. Street Life. I'm living life off in that street life. I can't turn back, no, 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 no. Too far gone off in these wicked streets. I'm gonna close out for y'all like that right there. If you ever run across this bitch, don't stand in the street, cross that bitch. Get to the other side and keep on moving.
G14 and Radar Cut will be coming up shortly with Al Poco Don, waiting on him to get in through the line for the interview. We'll be coming on in a second here. While we are waiting for him to come on the line, I just want to say it's kind of crazy how he is doing this a cappella, and I want to get into that with him later. But Golden, don't you think it's crazy that we're sitting here jamming to the a cappella? Like, yo, this go hard. Like,
you know what's funny about it is, and I've had a discussion about this with a lot of people from different areas. from where I'm from, like up north, it's really not that crazy that he's doing this, because this is kind of how beatboxing and everything used to go on when people used to do cyphers in the park. Like, mm-hmm. there was never mm-hmm. no beats, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. there was always some dude that had the mouth skills and the hand skills to make a dope beat. So as a kid, we grew up watching that, and a lot of people got away from that. I remember the one person that used to do it was Rozelle from The Roots. And if you used to get a Roots album, Rozelle would have, like, a whole beat with just his mouth in his hands. So to see Al Poco Don bringing that back,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of refreshing. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'll ask somebody from another area, they're like, oh, he's crazy, he's doing it. I feel like it's crazy he's doing it because I miss it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just an essence of what they used to do in the park, on the lunch tables. So hearing it is just like, wow, that's so dope that he even thinks to, like, listen, you know. But see, where he took it is a whole nother level. He's like,
I'm going to buy my own board. Exactly.
I'm going to go buy a board, and the board has to sound right. The kick of the board has to sound right. So to even know that his mind thinks like, okay, the way I hit this board is the kick that I want when I'm making this beat with my hands, is like, yo, this dude is definitely like
talented. And when I say crazy, I want everybody to know, I'm talking about crazy as in a good way. Like, isn't this amazing? Isn't this just, it is refreshing, because, you know, you get, everybody is kind of dumbed down these days, so it is great to be able to play this, for to be able to say he's coming on the show, for it to be so much excitement about it. I'm talking about all ages, all genres. It's crazy. It's a lot of hype, and it's not overhyped, and that's what I like about it. So I'm really excited to have him on shortly. It's going to be real dope, real exclusive, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. And we can go ahead and play another track then while we waiting for him, because tonight is all about Al Poco Don, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Do you have a favorite track on that LP that he dropped?
The first, I haven't even heard the whole LP that he dropped. The ones that I, the Street Life one, really like that, man, because I like his melody of his voice. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
He sounds like
to me, like, it sounds crazy, but when I used to be young and sitting in church, I didn't used to listen to what the pastor was saying that much, but I used to be in awe of how the pastor sounded. And I
mm-hmm.
guess that's just because I'm a music guy. So when I hear the pastor preaching and his voice is doing something like musical, I'm like, oh, man, that shit is dope. And that's just what he reminds me of, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when he comes in with the humming, like, ooh, it's just like, yo, this cat is just making a whole damn track, including vocals,
mm-hmm.
including melody,
mm-hmm.
with his mouth. So I'm actually interested to see what he sounds like on the phone, because I heard him on the interview, and I'm like, yeah, you could hear that he
exactly.
would be able to do something like that. So when he says Street Life, and, you know, he's kind of singing it, but it's not singing, it just sounds good, because this dude just got a, like, amazing vocal tone. Like,
exactly.
I really like that shit, man. I really think that track right there, when I heard it and watched it and everything like that, I was like, yo, he killed it, you know. And there's a lot of people out there that have rapped about how the girl is hip hop, or the girl is
exactly.
street, or the girl
exactly.
is heroin, or
right.
whatever have you.
Right.
But this is a different type of way to bring it forth, and I think it's more raw because it's not a bunch of instrumentals. It's not a bunch. It's just like coming from his soul. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, he definitely got skills with that, man. And it's definitely refreshing to hear this dude like bringing it back and dropping a whole EP, a LP.
I know, right?
With this material. So
exactly.
Shouts out to him, man. Can't wait till he comes on.
I know, and it's doing so well. And you guys, everybody that's listening that doesn't have it, I do encourage you to go purchase. It's only $7.99. Well worth it. You will jam every track on this album. Here is Best Friend. This is Al Poco Don. Interview is coming up tonight. Stay tuned. Stay locked in on The Cut.
You know, baby, I mean,
I got one of the baddest bitches in the game, right? I said, now, baby, we gonna ride. Cause we gonna ride, baby. And by side by side, yes, we are. Cause you're my very best friend. You're my bunny and I'm your clown.
You know what I mean?
I love you. Couldn't put it in no better words, but those ain't nothing words than the words I feel for you. I live for you, kill for you, rob and steal for you. Let you walk in the same no matter what it is for you. What it is, mama, dollar, keep it real, mama. Set you in a homie interior made out of seal stomach. Boss bitch is what I got, ain't scared of no nickel. They love to sit down on this dick like it's a four-wheeler. I think the Lord could have been blessed with a more finer broad. We heart to heart, she got my back more than my spinal cord. I trapped, she trapped too. I blast one time, she blast two. Convertible Malibu, me and my baby streaming. Cash rules, do everything together. Lord knows she love me. I love her ass more than waking up in the morning. She my thug wife. She respect my bloodline. Pretty exotic, call it Bill, cause on my bloodline. The future Bonnie Clyde. Nothing can change that. We find across bodies of water that they've been named yet. Baby, we gonna ride. Cause we. And I side by side. Yes, we are. Cause you're my very best friend. You're my bunny and I'm yours. I got a five-star chick. My five-teeth poppy. You can love who you want, but I'm in love with little mama. So sorry, Miss Jackson. Ain't sorry that it happened. Me and my baby calling shot. The money keep on stacking. And I'm blowing on that granddaddy going to buck 50. The good got his ticker. And we laugh and then we get. I ain't going sitting with you. Gotta stay in the kitchen. And I got more blow than the whole world whistling. My baby girl gangster. Quick to let the man spray your ass. Better dive in the duck like the ashtray. Love her to death, she stay going hard. She always keep a magnum and talking about dogs. Complexion of Egyptian. Body say that's arena. She say she from Missouri. My daughter say she from Greenville. The letters made from Polar Bound. Honey on the pinky. She usually rock the meat. Now she coming through with a penguin. My best friend in the whole world, baby. Let's ride for you, I die. You my buddy and I'm your client. Fuck them other broads when it come to her. Cause it's gonna take 20 broads just to add up the one of her. Baby, we gonna ride. Cause we, and that side by side, yes we are. Cause you're my very best friend. You're my buddy and I'm your class. This is my life. Something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. And this is my life. What the fuck you worried about it? I ain't worried about it. What the fuck y'all worried about it? I'm living. But this is what a cash is. This is like a play, gotta be played to the last hand. Matter of fact, survival is my forte. The name of the game is aggression. Fuck what the world say. My life is real. Can't look, I gotta die 9 times to live. Lord, please forgive my fucking tenuous girls. Blowing purple, taking trips to the end of the world. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I roll with an army, blowing purple, blood so fat. They thought I was smoking morning. Taboo. I love you to death, daughter's a pit bull. Riding around, serving straight raw like a skit bull. I'm a hustler, and I leave you all dead. This is clean street, cleaner than Mr. Clean Baldhead. And I'm all red blooded than the motherfucker. I'm married to the game, so I know the streets love me. Lord, when you're done, I know my jail is hell. Going down to Satan with my blow, drove with scales. Me and Satan got still. I'ma blow the drove with my thug, homie. We don't need no lighter, we in hell, homie. Pull on it. Something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm wrong, then Lord, forgive me. Talk to me, Lord. Check this out right here.
Our Father who art in heaven, please save me, son. Blessed Father, for I thank you, I ain't trying to burn.
Son, you give your soul to me, you we have eternal life. No more word about the struggle, you will finally see the light.
Lord, I prayed every day, but the pain don't end. Pray for I went to court and wind up in the pen.
My beloved child, faith is trying to bless you, come here. You gotta believe in your heart, I sent my son to die for your sin.
I don't know. I don't get it, Lord, talk to me. How can I have faith in something I just can't see?
This is a small example, son. Listen very closely. You can't see oxygen, but you believe you can breathe.
Help me, God. See my situation I'm facing. Got me encased and embracing. And hell is where you gonna place me.
I give you blessing and lesson.
Take my message for granted. Disrespecting my essence. I can't have you in heaven. Lord, you say you forgive for everything, and I know you don't lie. You forgive, and why we still go to hell when we die.
Now, that's a good one, Frederick, because I do forgive for everything. But if you keep doing the same, then I'm forgiving in vain.
I lie. I know I'm doing dirt, Lord. Only got a couple bricks. Forgive me while I get them off. Forgive you for the hammer. Forgive you for that murder charge. I'm the one that made you, son. I knew you'd be a dope boy. I'm here, man. Just want to thank you one more time. I had to give you a piece of my mind. If I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me.
Apple goes down, Mary Sue. I'm sorry to come at y'all blasting. I came in loud like that. This is my life song. That God, I definitely don't want to play the whole album for you because I want you guys to purchase it and get the vibe and just get into it. We still waiting for him to come on the line. Y'all got to be patient. He is very, very busy, so he is going to be on the line with us. He will take your calls and we'll take your questions. 760-913-4119. Again, first time tuning in, this is Global 14 Radio The Cut by Global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's social network site. So, how's that? Why are you waiting on him to call? Golden, any news you want to go over that? We can touch and get into some of that while we're waiting on the homie Al Poker to call in if you want.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is I wanted to definitely talk about the elephant in the room that everybody's been talking about, Beyonce and her new song that has hit.
Yeah.
The open market has hit the blogs, and the Keisha Cole versus Beyonce trash talking. And how does everybody feel about that song? You know what I'm saying? Wanted to definitely know what's the energy that's being put out there as far as bow down bitches is concerned. So if you haven't heard it, you know,
I should have had it on deck.
The new song. Produced by Hit-Boy. It's an homage to Houston. It's a lot of screwed and chopped
right.
Beyonce's voice.
Right.
And basically, you know, she is telling people, listen, I'm that bitch. Bow down to me. Like, I took some time off to get my shit right, but don't get it confused. I'm not just his little wife. Like, I'm that shit, and you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So, pretty much sparked a heated debate because, you know, Beyonce's huge. She's a household name. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't think Beyonce should have came like this. This ain't her. This is more Rihanna type shit. And there's a raging debate. A lot of people, oh, we love it, we love it. But we want to talk about it. What exactly do people expect from Beyonce? This is my opinion on it. And I wrote it on the blog, G14, global14.com, because everybody was going back and forth about it. And this is just my humble opinion. To me, Beyonce's career is too mature for that type of song to be any release before she releases something else. If that's on Beyonce's album and people hear it and say, oh, have you heard Bow Down? That's my shit, blah, blah, blah. I'm fine with that. But coming out with that after the Super Bowl appearance, after Oprah, after the HBO special, after being a mother, you're just becoming a mother for the first time, it's just kind of like, okay, why now? Why now would you choose to talk to any person that may have talked shit about you, whether it was a Carrie Hilson or Keisha Cole, because a lot of people's like, she's addressing Carrie and them bitches. And it's just like, why would you take time to come down off of where you are
right.
to address those people? You know what I'm saying? You haven't done it. You've done it tastefully and so
songs like I'm a Diva, you know what I'm saying? But to actually curse and other things of that nature, I just think the timing is completely wrong. I think if she's going to have a hip-hop influenced album, which it sounds like she might, I would have picked a different song, simply because Beyonce being viewed as having to talk to these people like, it's my shit, I run this, is not her MO. People are saying, ah, man, if Rihanna would have did that song, people wouldn't have got upset like that. Well, of course, look at Rihanna. She smokes blunts on Instagram. She talks shit all the time on Twitter and Instagram. She is that person that has that super edge. So that coming from her is different. Beyonce, on the other hand, there has to be a yin to all the yangs. There has to be somebody that says, you know what, we want her to remain up here. Stay up here. You're African-American, beautiful woman. You have accomplished so much. Stay there. You know, the ratchet world don't need you. We love you up there. And for her to come back down, it's just like, well, damn, not Beyonce, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have stayed above the fray. Now, don't get me confused, because if, like I said, if it was on an album and I discovered the song on the album, I would be like, oh, you know, B going back to the roots on them. Yeah, that was a hot joint on that album. That's the joint I like. You know, you're giving people a chance to be like, that's the joint I like. But I hear all the girls right now, you know, I was in the club the other day, some girls was like, that's my new shit, bow down, bitches. But those are the girls that love that shit everywhere. Anyway, those are girls that wear the T-shirts like, pretty bitches, link up. Fuck ugly bitches and all that. That's them type of girls. They love that type of attitude. And ain't nothing wrong with them, because I got tons of friends just like that. But that's not who, if you're
Queen
Beyonce,
B.
Exactly. Queen B don't supposed to just cater to them, because there's got to be somebody above that. You know what I'm saying? And I thought she, and I still think she is. I just think if anybody gave her the advice to put that out, the timing of that is wrong because of where her career is. That's it.
Right.
The maturity of her career makes me think that's, we didn't need that from Beyonce. But what do you think?
I mean, as much as you already know that hard Beyonce since age old bad and lovers, you know, that's my girl, number one chick. However, I'm going to have to agree on the sneak, because you went from Run the World and Diva to the Bow Down, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I rock with it. I'm from Texas. I can dig this chopped and screwed, but I probably would have preferred for me to have well discovered it on the album and been like, okay, she, you know, H-Town stand up instead of just bam, it came on the radio, Bow Down, I'm doing it. But Beyonce, you don't have to tell nobody you're doing it, because you've been doing it, you know? So it's kind of crazy how that would, I mean, I'm a little shocked and surprised, but I'm not really so. Like you said, it was kind of like, oh, you too. That's kind of how I felt when I heard the songs. I'm like, okay, now we dumbing it down. Everybody kind of getting going down, and it was a little weird. It was, I don't know who it's directing to. I don't know what the deal is. First person, I thought it was Rihanna, even though she on, you know, Rockefeller. So I couldn't think of anybody else that really is out here doing anything that would have to be addressed. Except for Rihanna, you know, who's killing it with the Pour It Up and the constant features and duets and whatnot. So I didn't need it in my life. I actually heard,
and you know,
and
you a diehard Beyonce fan.
Yeah,
you a diehard Beyonce
fan.
So to hear from you, it's like, I think the same way. We totally agree on it. I just think that there's some people that, you know, have to give the world something. And then there's some people that just got to get a neighborhood some shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, my pops used to always be like, if you get a job, you get a job, but you can't frown at it. Somebody got to do the job. So, like the janitor in your school, somebody got to be the janitor. You know what I'm saying? Then somebody got to be the principal. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, I think in music, especially urban and African-American people, it's like, we got to have at least some people that we say, no, y'all stay there. We got a bunch of motherfuckers that's down here already. So this is saturated. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got a bunch of Beyoncés.
Mm-hmm.
But we damn sure got a bunch of the people that's
and
below
other
that.
Things. Yeah, you know,
what you
I'm know and I hate to say, and I know what you mean by below, and it's just like, and I know what you mean when you say below and up there and all that. I mean, because she's Queen B, you know what I'm saying? And then again, like you said, you explained it so well. You know, you did the Super Bowl, the epic Super Bowl. You just did the inauguration, even though they tried to hate on you for that. So I was so proud of her to come back and smash the Super Bowl and make my week. My brothers was laughing at me. They was like, made your week? Wow. And I'm like, yeah, I did. You know, so I'm all excited. And then this past weekend, I'm just like, really? I mean, I didn't know what to do. I actually heard it on the, what is it, Big Boy Show? I mean, what's the station name out there in Cali?
Big
not Boy's Hot 197, is it? Okay. Well, I don't know the station, but that's how I heard it.
Right.
And, you know, like, it was, like you said, mixed reviews. Everybody was like, I like it, and some people was like, I don't. So what's the name of the song again for everybody to go check it out? What's it, what's
it's called? It's called Bow Down, and the other one is, it's two songs in one. It's like the first one is Bow Down, then the Chopped and Screwed one is and let me I forgot, I don't want to say the wrong name.
No, that's
because I didn't
if
even
could,
think it was two in one at first, but then I
no, I didn't even know about it. I mean, like I said,
saw
it's
that
my
it
first
was
time.
The Chopped and Screwed one is has another name. Yeah, what's the name of it, man?
Well, that when you better definitely let me know the name of that.
I've been on. I've been on.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I've been on.
So y'all check that out and let us know what you think. Don't have to be tonight. Could be tomorrow. 760-913-4119. Let us know what you feel about the Beyonce track if you feel any type of way. And then also I just get a message, a exclusive message from Al Poco Don's PR, and they said they are getting him on the line just to hold, and they said, thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in, and they want to offer some free download codes for you guys to get the album. So lucky you guys. You get to get the album free. That's what's up. That's what's up. So if you're listening, definitely tweet, hit at G14 Radio. We will get you a free download code for the album. Al Poco Don, he will be on the line. Y'all stay tuned. We got some time. We kicking it on the cut tonight.
I think we got a caller, too. We got a caller coming in.
Okay. Let's see what's good real quick. Might be on that Beyonce topic.
Yeah,
G14 Radio, the cut. Question.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this Lish?
Yeah, this is Liz coming from Oakland. I'm actually coming from a photo shoot with my son Jordan, and he was actually trying to tell you guys the name of the other song. He was, he's actually an upcoming artist, and we were actually doing a photo shoot. So we tuned in. I was telling him about the show, and what's going on in Oakland, you guys? Hold
I was going to say,
I see you,
are you
I
okay?
See you at
I
Oakland.
Know.
I see you at Oakland for real.
I know you
got
to say real in the
streets. I see
yo.
You
in the
middle
of Oakland. We have to pull to the right shoulder.
Okay, I know.
But
welcome to
Jordan
Oakland.
Say hi.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing?
How are you? We are good.
Hey, how you
thank
doing,
you.
Brother?
I'm good.
Brother,
we over here trying to get the song right. Good. I wish we would have got that in. It took me a while to get that joint, man. Damn, it's I've been on, brother. You don't know your shit.
Well, we love Beyonce over here. Jordan loves Beyonce. So when we turned it on and the topic was about her, you know, his eyebrows kind of went up.
Yeah.
But, we just actually heard the song on what yesterday?
On her SoundCloud, yeah.
Yeah, we actually heard
it
for the first time
on
her
SoundCloud. Well, you know what? We all Beyonce fans, like big Beyonce fans.
No, I'm
gonna let
you out and die Beyonce fan.
Yeah, we like super Beyonce fans. That's why I feel like how it shocked people. Jordan, how do you feel when you first heard it? Being a big Beyonce fan, and I know that, you know, you like everything she does, but how do you feel that basically that her career, where it is right now, like you said, fresh off the Super Bowl, inauguration, HBO special,
right.
Oprah, that the first song that somebody should hear from her after all of that is that one right there. How do you feel about it?
I think it was kind of unnecessary as well as obvious. And, you know, with all of her success, you know, start. It's, you know, the beginning of the year. She has, you know, like you said, the inauguration and, you know, the HBO Life Is But a Dream special. It's just like, we get it, you know.
Right.
So I heard it yesterday for the first time, and I was shocked. I was pretty shocked.
Mhm.
Because it was kind of an attitude that I haven't seen before. You know, I'm familiar with, you know, her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, you know. So it might be Sasha. I don't know.
Sasha needs to have his, you know, sit down with Beyonce and kind of talk before they just drop that on the SoundCloud like that. Because, like I said, I was stunned. I mean, I was just riding.
Right.
It's like 6 in the morning. I think I'm on the way to the airport. This was yesterday. I don't remember what day. But just recently. And I was kind of shocked as well. And first I thought it was like a, I'm going to be honest, I thought it was like a, you know how the radio stations, they'll do like a, what you call it, a parody or something? I thought it was that at first. And I was like, oh, snap, this is really her. So I was a little taken back by that as well. So I'm with you all day.
Yeah, I think you explained it exactly right, brother. It you know what it's like? It's like, I don't know, it might sound crazy, but I watch Ellen. Like, I think that lady, that white lady Ellen, is funny as hell. I watch her a lot. So when I got time to catch Ellen's show, he dances to a lot of our, a lot of urban music. Ellen loves music, and she always dancing. So there's two little girls that she always brings on her show that like Nicki Minaj, like this super Nicki Minaj fans, and they grow up on Ellen. Yeah, you know the girls I'm talking about. They sing in the Nicki Minaj song, in the parts in the verse. You just cringe before you know they're going to get to that you know, roguish part that they really shouldn't be singing. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, my God, they're going to have to sing this about some dude's penis. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they shouldn't really be doing that, but they love her so much they sing the song. So imagine how many young girls that love Beyonce is getting in their head that whole bow down bitchy stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it may be just the wrong message for her to put out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Why? Yeah, that is. That's true. That's
definitely.
So true.
Definitely.
Some people's audience is different. They're not a certain age. I think Beyonce's goes down to damn near babies coming up. Their mother is safe with them saying, oh, you can listen to this Beyonce song and this Beyonce song and this Beyonce song, and look at Beyonce and Jay-Z by the president. Look at Beyonce and Jay-Z at the inauguration. I mean, it's kind of crazy because you see them in places of African-American royalty, if I could say that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's not too many R&B women that are getting invited with their husbands to stand next to Barack and Michelle. So now it's like, bow down? Come on, dude.
Why? Yeah, that's true. That's so true. I think when you've done everything and you feel like you've arrived, sometimes people get to that level where, you know what, I don't even care now. I got everything. You know, kind of like a haughty spirit. So you have to really be mindful. You have to really be mindful.
I know.
You
know, I was
really
about to say that.
And not be haughty. So, I mean, because, you know, I mean, in life, going through things in life, you just never know what roads you may have to come to. But sometimes people don't feel that, you know, they feel they're invincible, or, I made it and I'm over and I could just basically do whatever I want now, you know.
I know. And I was
it's
kind of
sad.
It definitely is weird, again, for being somebody that's been a fan of her for such a long time, she's a little girl. And I was just like, you know, she definitely just feels like, you know, I got this in the bag. My fans is going to ride with me. And I'm actually, like, this is the first time I'm like, no, B, I'm not feeling this one. You're like, this is my first time saying that. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed on the sneak. But, hey, I don't have a bank like she do, so what do I know, right? I guess I don't have a say. Like, what's good? Like, I'm really, should I tweet? Like, what should I do?
I really don't know. Right. I really want to see what's going to become of it. I mean, because, like, next year, do the president call her after this? You know,
right.
Do you get to sing now? Like, because, you know, like, you feel like you've done everything. I've sung overseas. I've sung at the White House. I've, you know, like, I've accomplished all my made movies. I, you know, what else? The only thing I haven't done was been a bad girl. So let me do that. I mean, you know, what's left? Let me be a bad girl now?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Batty Bay, that's the name, Batty Bay, I believe, on Instagram. Maybe she'll, you know, who knows? Maybe I was leaked. I'm going to cross fingers and hope it was just leaked and that wasn't what they had in mind. That's what I'm going to say so I can feel better. That song was leaked.
Oh, I know.
They did not put that out.
Well, you know what's even crazy about it? You know what's even weirder about it is that the reaction you bring from other people. Like, when Beyonce walks through an airport or comes out of a restaurant, the media will ask Beyonce questions that they will not ask other R&B singers. Like, oh, how's Blue Ivy, or how's this, how's that? You don't want to get a question like, what do you think about Keisha Cole going at you? Like, she's so above that, you know what I'm saying? So now she's going to get those type of questions because of that type of song she did. So it's, and now she put herself in a space of, she's not going to want to answer those questions because she's not confrontational in front of the media. She's not going to want to talk about it, but if you did the song, you're inviting that. So now they're going to ask you about Keisha Cole. They're going to ask you about Carrie Hilton. You just put yourself in that space to get that negativity asked to you. And I don't think she's going to want to answer it when they ask her. But that song is going to make them ask her that.
Yeah, and it's like before she put that song out, I know she gave it a lot of thought. I mean, she had to have. I know it's something she probably discussed with her husband. You know, it's like when you're putting something out like that, it's like...
It's controversial.
Yeah, it's very controversial. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah,
I think I'm agree with all of y'all. And if you're a Beyonce fan, please roll with me and let's just say it was leaked and she didn't do it so we can feel better for the time being until we can hear from Queen B on why she did this. I'm definitely, like I said, a little weird. A little weird.
I think
not
it was Sasha, for real, because Beyonce wouldn't do that.
I know, isn't it weird? Maybe can we really take this theory a little further and say that's officially what it was? I mean,
it was my alter ego.
Sasha came in there and pressed in to all the radio
stations. That was all Sasha.
yeah, that was Sasha all day. That was Sasha all day. She probably had on a wig or something in there and just was like, you know,
black leather. And some spike heels.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We still love you, baby. We still love you, girl. But you might want to think twice about that one. Just like, throw them joints on the album. That could be number 8, number 9. You know what I'm saying? Not the first. And then you got the pretty little picture of her standing in front of all these trophies. And I was just like, oh, my God. They really went there.
I think it's just a representation that she's been doing it. You know.
Oh, no, the picture to me, I actually love. If you're going to do a song like that, that's the picture you use. Because that's just showing you, like, look how accomplished I am since I was way little. You don't got nothing on me. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, when you add curse words and you add, you know, different energy to it.
That's funny.
You don't want that, you know, you don't want that one out front. Not out front. And I don't think that's going to be her single, but she's not going to be able to avoid that song and the controversy it's going to bring. So maybe she's ready for it. Maybe she wants to show you a Houston rough side that's about to come out. Or, you know, who knows? But we love you anyway, but you know. You in it now, girl. You the entered racket bill. So, you know, be prepared to get it on. Keisha Cole coming at you. She say you self-righteous. She's sick of that shit. She don't want to hear nothing else. So now you got to battle with her. And I don't know. Well, I could tell you the last Keisha Cole song.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Bish, for yourself and your son. And have your son send us... some material. Let's check it out. Get it in on our music review. Since he is an up and coming artist, we'd be glad to listen to that. Support any way we can, and stay on the line. Stay on the line with us. We are going to have Apoco Don. Come on. Are you guys familiar with him?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy. All the way out there in Cali. Man, it's going down. we're about to get him on the line shortly. I'm still talking with his PR right now. Very busy and, you know, famous as we, I mean, he's famous now. So here it is. Thank you so much, Liz, and we'll bring you back on if you have any more further commenting and insight. Thank you for agreeing with me.
It's great listening in, as always. It's always inspirational. You always learn something new. It's like keeping everybody in tune and in touch with what's going on all around the world.
Big
shout out to you guys. Keep doing
Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. Yeah, keep us informed.
We will. Shout out to Miss Lish calling in from Oakland, California. It's real out there. You heard the sirens. It wasn't no game.
So
it was going down.
Oakland. It's no game out there. No matter what time of day.
Ain't
no game out in the bay. So, you know, shout out to Lish and Joy for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Keep the sneak. Mr. Fab. Yo, I got to call Mr. Fab, man. That's one cool dude. He's from the heart of Oakland. Oh, and he put a rest in peace out to the dude that got shot in Las Vegas the other day. He was an Oakland artist, I think. I can't remember his name. But it was crazy in the news. Somebody shot him, and then he crashed into a taxi cab that exploded him and took, like, the lives of two other people. It was a wild scene out there, man. But shout out to Mr. Fat Keith, you know, All the crew out there in Oakland doing their thing, man. Oakland got a heavy movement with the hip hop game, man. I've been following it for a little while since Mac Dre. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Yeah, Oakland definitely got a movement out there, so hopefully Jordan can be a part of what they got going on.
No, most definitely West Coast. And I think we're going to take a quick break so we can see what's going on with the line. I'm hearing a little static. And then also, if you want this code to download the free Apoco Don album, because they have provided me several, and you already know I'm not about to just tweet them out or see them on the line. So please tweet, follow and tweet at G14 Radio that you would like the Apoco Don code, or at Onyx254 or at The Glue, THAGLUE, so we can get you this code for this Apoco Don album. He is coming on the line. She says to apologize to you guys. Hang in, and he will be on. So it's definitely going to be worth the wait. Really like this dude. Really excited about him coming on. So I hate to take a break and play a regular joint. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I want to be in the mood and mode of Apoco Don, but I'm going to go ahead and drop it. Ace Hood and Rick Ross and Future, Bugatti, Future, Golden, your favorite artist. With the Ace Hood and Rick Ross and Future, Bugatti, G14 Ready to Cut, coming back.
Hey, hopefully you can wake up in the new Bugatti also.
I know. I want to wake up tomorrow in a new Bugatti. Like, real talk. That's all I'm trying
After to do. After go looking for somebody with Haitians and smoke with Jamaicans, and then boom, you wake up in a new Bugatti.
Okay. I'm rocking with that.
That's the hook. That's your man, Future. You got to love Future, man.
I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they start to hate. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
100K, I spent that on my wrist. $200, spent that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, burn it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses, all in them Porsches. You put this game under a afforded. 4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Ripping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitch is your place. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, they go that flow bringing tragedy in. Taught me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweep, bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Austin twins. Niggas just square, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Struck with them choppers in back of the rear. Fox my bed, them killers is here. Woke up, burn it in my own it. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pocket just fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beat. Real niggas only enjoying the feet. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when they're red on your feet. Bang, bang, bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hatin', push a button on his broke boys. That's detonation, walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer under LP. You gotta learn me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man ass from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on the honey meal. And what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Good. We have a trip, yeah.
I come looking for you with Haitians.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Z14 made a cut, woke up in a new Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to be doing in the morning, a couple of hours, I'm going to wake up in that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, yo. I mean, the future, yo.
What did you say? You in the future.
I be loving future hooks, man. I be loving future hooks. Yo,
man,
the future's crazy.
We should be doing his own thing out here. Also, Al Poco Don be doing his thing. Y'all tweet him and say, what's good? Al Poco, we still waiting on you. Again, Rep has said he will be on the line. She said, so sorry. Have the free clothes, though, for you to get the album LP. So if you want that, please tweet at G14 Radio, G14 Radio, and I will get you that code in your DM. If you have a Facebook or something like that, you can also, well, you know, but y'all got to call in and get the code, 760-913-4119, and I will give you the code personally. That's how we're going to do it right now. Tonight, y'all got to hang tight. You know, it is what it is. This is show business. Sometimes things don't go as planned. That's just what it is. But since, you know, y'all are hanging with me, can I tell y'all about Southwest by Southwest? Can I do that?
No, what happened out there in Austin, Texas, man, I had mad people calling me from out there. The streets looked like it was,
man,
what was going on out there, man? What was the deal? What happened out there?
It was really ridiculous. I'm going to tell you straight up, Trinidad James was actually shooting a video, or he must have been shooting a scene to a video or something. I don't know what he was doing, but he walked down the street. He was getting dang near mobbed. Who else was getting? Yo Gotti. A whole bunch of people was out there. And I want to say Chameleon, I'm not really sure, but if you was a celebrity, you was going to get mobbed. People was on their bicycles. If you don't have a bike, you wasn't doing it. You wasn't going anywhere. It was crazy. Southwest by Southwest was crazy. It was my first year being out there, even though I'm from Texas. First year touching down in Austin, parking was ridiculous. I had a real attitude, a serious attitude. I actually had a parking ticket. I was mad. I parked in the press and media spot because I was repping the cut out there, and I didn't have my sticker tag because it was so crazy just to get into the building. And by the time I came out to the building, which is not very long, I already had a ticket. So they was out there ready to go ticket in if you didn't want to park where you're supposed to, making that money. They was towing joints. It was just crazy. Sixth Street was ridiculous. Sixth Street was as bad as Club Compound the week of Social Death Anniversary. You remember how that was? When we was staying there floating? Oh, my God.
I heard it. I heard it was the worst.
It was bad. It was live, but it was the worst.
I guess, I got some homeboys that have been there for a while, and they know it gets crazy out there. But then you got people that don't like that type of crowd. So one of my mans was calling me like, yo, man, listen. If you wasn't coming out here for something specific, you ain't missing nothing but a bunch of crowded bullshit. And I was like, wow, my homegirl is out there. Like, oh, she's not in that craziness. She was like, she got to be, because that's what it is out here.
No, it was just, you had to, to me, it was just a lot going on in the city. So you had to really have a plan, and even when you had a plan, you probably got thrown off that plan because there was so much going on at one time. And it just got confused. You got lost. I lost my car. I didn't even know where I parked. Again, this is parked in a media spot right by the place, and I didn't even know where I parked because that's how flooded the streets was. You didn't even know what street was what. But it was dope at the same time. A lot of people, there's this one dude, he was doing like a freestyle, and it gathered a crowd of people. Of course, you already know you got the bands. They do that anyway. The bands was playing on the side. What I really enjoyed about Southwest by Southwest, and that's just the nighttime. What I enjoyed about Southwest by Southwest the most was just the fact that it was all types of different people, all types of music genres. The panels were dope. There were a lot of separate clubs and venues that were actually doing like showcases and unsigned stuff. I ran into Nikki Rich. I went to one and I ran into Nikki Rich. She's actually a radio personality. She does her thing online and in the streets as well.
Yeah,
ran
shout out
her.
Nikki Rich. She do it.
Yeah, shout out to Nikki Rich. She's actually going to give me an interview next week for other things that I do. So I'm excited about that. I get to be interviewed and get a little shine. So I'm excited. And
Nikki Rich is dope.
Yeah, she is. She's real cool, real sweet. So, again, it was just, like, a lot going on. I actually met a couple of people. So, again, it's just Southwest by Southwest was a great experience. However, you do want to touch down and have a plan and make sure a lot of people go out there with the CDs, and sometimes that could be a waste of money because a lot of CDs was on the ground. And so what I like to do is a lot of people don't want to carry that around. Everybody didn't come with their book bag and all of that ready to go. So some people just came to attend the festivities or to enjoy. And so just make sure to be wise about, who you give a CD to, and you don't want to waste your product. And then also come with your business cards. That's always great. Always well-received. So when you're out there in the streets, just be careful with it. Now, if they purchase it, at least you got your money. But I definitely be cautious of that when you just hit them blocks like that. Anything else I can think of that I really just want to say? It was like New Orleans, It was just a lot going on.
Did you see the 3D Nachi out there?
I didn't see, like I said, it was so much. I didn't see her out there. I've seen a lot of everyone else. I've seen a lot of people, and it's just like you had to kind of just, I mean, you have to walk everywhere. Everything was blocked off, so you had to walk. So just imagine having to walk several blocks to get to wherever, or you got to hop on the little bicycles and pay like $20 or however much they want to charge you to get down to the next block or whatever. So ladies, definitely not a spot to do the hills and all that. You had to come in there with the flats and walk the blocks and, you know, make things happen. But, you know, it was fun. It wasn't too much. It wasn't just like, oh, my God. It wasn't like Compound when you just had attitude late. But, you know, you did. It was crowded. You just kind of had to know what you wanted to do and what you wanted to get out of it. So I enjoyed myself. Definitely had a chance to meet and greet a lot of people. And looking forward to next year, we actually, you know, joining the panel and actually being on there and being out of that mess. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. I definitely heard that it was super crowded. Heard the homie Young Swift tore it down out there. Shout out to Young Swift, who will be on the show April 3rd. Shout out to Kiki Palmer and her people, man. We about to get her on, I think maybe the 17th, man. I've been talking to her people, man, and they really want to come on the show. They're just making sure it coincides with her schedule. You know, we're going to get in, you know, the business of what's going on with the TLC movie and, you know, her career. We got Dave House coming on April 10th, man. Dave House been down with Interscope Records for, like, almost 20 years, I think, like, long time. Handled all radio. So we're going to get into radio when we talk about Dave House. We're going to get into how important radio is to new artists, or, you know, is it still relevant, digital media. Like, he's big with all that stuff. And, you know, Dave House is also one of the original outlaws, the Tupac's man. So he gave me insight on how Pac used to live. And I'll never forget those stories, man, because it's so dope how he's like, Pac was training these dudes, like, and when you're with House, it's the same shit. He's at 5 a.m. working out. You getting out of bed at like 11, looking like, yo, where the House go? Where the House? He down there working out. They started, and he was like, yo, this is all from Pac, man. Like, that dude was a warrior for real. So shout out to House, man. He gives some interesting stories. He knows a lot of stuff, but yeah, a lot of big things coming up here, man, you know.
A lot of big things.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, exactly. Southern Entertainment Awards this weekend coming up. I actually have someone on the line who wants to speak about Southwest by Southwest, and I apologize if we're breaking up or if I'm breaking up. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Is this what we do tonight?
Do you hear it? I don't hear it.
I hear a little bit of it, and then I ask someone, because I'm texting. I'm not texting, but someone texts me. And I said, am I breaking up? I mean, what's good? But I want to bring the general on the line. I see air code 210, so I don't know if that's San Antonio. I believe so, but he actually had something he wanted to say or speak on, rather, when it comes to Southwest by Southwest. So, D, you live with G14 Ready to Cut?
What up?
What it do?
What's good, brother?
First of all, I gotta correct you, man. South by Southwest.
Okay.
But yeah. You know, it's crazy out there. I don't know if y'all are familiar with KK Holiday, but she was out there. You know, it was real lively out there. You right, mm-hmm. Parking was super crazy, super duper crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a really good thing from, you know, in music in general, just, you know, live music, artists.
No doubt.
It's mm-hmm. really good for.
You get to go to any of the shows?
Oh man, I went to all the shows.
That's crazy.
I heard the beer and taco show was crazy.
Huh?
The beer and taco show.
The Fairy Taco Show.
The beer and tacos. The beer and
oh,
tacos.
I don't know. I didn't go to that. I saw Trinidad James. I saw French Montana, Macklemore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it always goes down like that. And the thing I like about it is, last year I went to that as well. I saw Meek Mill, I saw Kendrick Lamar, I saw Nipsey Hussle, I saw 50 Cent. You know, everybody be out there, so it's a really good look for, you know, music in general, so.
Yeah, did you see Mos Def or Prince? Because I know Mos Def was there. I was already gone and preparing, getting ready to leave out of town. Did you see Mos Def?
No, I did not see Mos Def. That would have been super cool, though, if I would have saw him.
I think Mos Def touched down Sunday, and a lot of people thought it was over for the week Saturday. And you're very...
He touched down Sunday. I mean, because I live in Austin, so
okay.
He touched down Sunday. I mean, everybody's out of the town Sunday.
Right.
You know, usually on South by Southwest.
Right. Yeah, he was there. I don't know which venue he was at, but he was there. I remember seeing it. And I was like, dang, but I wasn't about to drive and shoot out that way. It was just not that serious for me. And then, like, Prince was out there. Did you see Prince?
Nah, yo, they got the legends out there, yeah.
Yes, that's crazy.
Yeah, you got that is out crazy. There, boy. That's no joke right there, man. That little dude is legendary. If I knew Prince was out there, I'd make sure I saw Prince perform if he did out there, because it's rare that you see Prince in the building.
And I don't get autographs, but that's one dude I'll go ahead and get his autograph. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Take a picture, Instagram, and all that.
Oh, yeah. Tweet, do as much as I can.
if you got a picture with Prince on your Instagram, that shit right there, solidifies your Instagram right there.
No, when I get a picture with Prince, I want my Twitter verified right then. I'm going, because ain't nobody got a picture with Prince, so I need to immediately become something via online.
Yeah, you're
going
to be famous off that.
Right.
You're going to be famous off that.
Just that one picture is enough.
So what would you do out there, D?
Man, you know what? Shout out to the lady that was speaking on the Bay. You know what? I'm actually from New York. I live in Texas now. Shout out to the whole Bay. Actually, a lot of my people is from the Bay. Shout out to Queen Dila, AG Cubano, even with MMG Latino. I didn't even know they had an MMG Latino. But I met this dude called AG Cubano, and he was out there heavy. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. And we were just getting it in, because I make music as well. So we were just getting it in the streets, just, pushing the movement. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be out there, seeing what everybody else had to offer as well. Just networking.
Sound good, man.
Alrighty, and you gotta forgive me. I always say Southwest by South, and then I always correct myself. And it is South by Southwest. I mean, I always do that, so this is nothing new. I know, and I just flew, trust me, I was on, what flights was on? I did Delta, American Airlines, and Southwest, and my last flight was Southwest, so just forgive me. Like, I'm just in that mode right now.
Yeah. Two and two and got four.
Yeah, I'm tripping. Like, just forgive. Like I said, if you go back and listen to the show, you'll see, oh, I'm sorry, not correcting.
You're good. I'm
doing the
most. Don't let everybody know.
Thank you.
So, you know, anybody out there that's listening and you're trying to go to South by Southwest next year, definitely get your plans together. You know what I'm saying? Get your plans together. Know what you're trying to do. Know what you're trying to hit. Panel shows. Because as you can hear, D and Onyx is telling you, it's crazy out there. A lot of people out there. So you want to make sure you got your plan, your network, your strategy down. You go out there and try to do what you can, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and try to make something happen, because everybody's going to be there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sad that I missed it this year, but I'll definitely be rocking with it next year, you know what I'm saying, and representing out there. But at least we had Onyx out there, so that's the cut repped already, so we was good.
Yeah, we was definitely touched down, and that's my state, so it was all good. Thank you so much, D, for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the general, that's what's up. Please follow us so we can link up and further network at Onyx 254. Onyx 254.
Onyx. Mm-hmm. Got you. I'm D to D on everything. D to General on Twitter, D to D on Facebook, D to D in real life. So get out.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm going to have to go back and play. I ain't going front like I picked it up. I'm going to go back and play. Hear what you said, or I'm going to get you on the line in a second. 101 okay. and ask you. And then Jasmine just tweeted me, thank you, Jasmine, for letting them know, stop giving me a hard time. She says Southwest by Southwest, too. And she from there as well. We've lived there for decades. So, you know, everybody chill. We got this.
It's all good. I wasn't trying to get at your neck.
No, no. You know, I got to have a little something, a little comeback, something to say,
yeah.
You know?
I feel you. I feel you.
Already, we appreciate you.
All right, no doubt. All
right, y'all. All right, y'all. I've been promising our Poco Gran coming on the line, but we got like 30 minutes left, and we wanted to be able to get all the calls in. We wanted to be able to get the interview in. Don't want to be rushed. Got the last message from the PR and says that we're definitely going to reschedule. We're looking into next week. We're going to postpone. We may even come and do a special broadcast tomorrow, so I don't want you guys to... Is discouraged the right word? Don't be disappointed. That's the word. Don't be disappointed. Don't feel let down. Just get familiar with us. Let's just say this was your warm-up, your preview to get familiar. Now you've kind of know us and maybe a little bit, maybe. And our vocal will be on again. We'll let you know. We may even do this tomorrow. Like I said, same time. We just got to see where we can shake. Touching down the SDA Awards going to take up some days, but for sure if we can fit them in, we will. But again, if nothing else, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. And just thank you to everybody that tuned in and listened. Pretty crazy. And again, they said they will have him on the line. If you need that code, Facebook message me, preferably not, because I do not like Facebook. But Twitter at Onyx254, Twitter at TheGlue, THAGLUE, and then Twitter at G14 Radio. And we will make sure you have a code for your free download, and that way you can get the album listening. I know, Golden, you said you're going to listen, but I haven't got a chance, so this is perfect. I can send this to you, get you the code as well, and get familiar.
Yeah, that's
the entire album.
Right there.
Exactly. But, you know, we got to
do
things
check
right.
out the entire joint. You know, like I said, I heard a couple joints, but I definitely got to check out the whole thing. So that worked out. You know what I mean?
And oh, yeah, it worked out. It worked out for sure. You get the music, and then you get him as well. And if you were listening in tonight, again, too, let us know, because when he does come on the line, I want to make sure you are the first to be able to speak to him and ask him questions. Very busy guy. However, you know, this is just what it is. This is just life. You know, it is what it is. Not that bad, not that crazy. We will reschedule. We'll have him on the show. Follow his Twitter at
Alpha. And my voice will be better, too.
I know. I was going to say, and then I will be like, it's almost perfect. I hate to say it, but it's perfect because I'm struggling over this way, trying to be enthused for you guys. And, I mean, I enjoy it, you guys, but I'm just trying to struggle with this right now because I'm coming down with something. Homie, like, from all the planes
no,
and
it's
the
not,
people.
It's, it's a lot of people, man. It's
is
a lot
it?
Of people.
Okay.
That's coming down with something, man. I got friends out here struggling, friends up north struggling. You know,
yeah.
I wanted to also, man, say shout
the struggle
out to
is
Too
real.
Short, man. I wanted to also say shout out to Too Short. I forgot to mention Too Short. They arrested him for DUI.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I had to say shout out to him because he tried to run and he tripped. The nigga, Too Short tripped.
I know.
And they caught him. Come on, Too Short. If
I'll
you gonna run from the cops,
estimate.
Baby, you can't be tripping.
Yeah, that was real extra. I said, really? I was mad at that last part. I mean, him running, okay, but then the tripping, and then he was caught. I'm like,
tripping,
okay.
The tripping, babe, come on,
the trip
man.
Messed me up. Like, I want him to
it's
not
all
trip.
Good.
Yeah, he was.
Shout out
I wasn't
Too Short,
that.
Man.
I don't know what Too Short be on. Every time he's in, it hasn't been pleasant. Every time I hear about him, it hasn't been anything nice. And it hasn't been pleasant. So I'm kind of, you know, what can you do? I'm not going to give up on him.
I'm out of here. It's tripped.
He said, okay. And then I heard, like, he complied at first. I mean, I read he complied or something to a certain extent, and then did the running thing and then fell and all that. So, I mean, at least just run. Don't even pretend. Like, just run, you know?
You know, and if you're going to run, you know, have your shoelaces tied up. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to make
look
sure
where
you
going.
You get a
look
good
where
start. Look where you're going, you know. Make sure you don't trip over your own feet. Just, you know, try
right.
to make as many moves as you can. But,
he's not
you
a
know,
runner.
Falling on the
that.
Ground, baby, that ain't it.
He's not a runner. He's not a runner. He's not about that run life. You know? I don't know. That's kind of funny to me.
I'm about to go drink some green tea. I don't know about you, man. I'm about to.
Really? You're going to dip on folks like that? Really? Just cause
I'm about to get the herb. No, I'm saying when we get off the line, I'm about
okay,
to get
I thought you was about to
I'm
like,
knocking this shit out.
Nah, real talk, I got tea and that brewing right now. And I'm going to hate, because I'm actually going to go back and listen to what I'm dealing with and sounding like. And I know I'm going to be embarrassed, but please, everybody, just bear with me.
Nah, you're not bad at all. You're not
man,
bad
I'm sounding crazy. I feel like a froggish type, sluggish feel, you know what I'm saying? And then having to take a, really the day, tomorrow was the only day to really get ready for Friday's trip. Because you got to touch down Friday. That plane leave early. It's just too much. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah.
You ain't what, you better be working, okay? You don't got to be catching planes and stuff like that. It's a lot. I know, and it ain't tax money either. So don't try to play me. That's credits. That's money. That's well-saved spent tickets that I've had chilling for a minute that I've never used. And I just wanted to something like that. I wanted to let that be known. That's just because it's us. I can do that. But I want you guys to get your money and your budget together and be able to move around and travel and touch down to these places because, and not just Southern Entertainment Awards, and maybe that's not your market, but it's so important for you as an artist or for whatever you're doing to build and touch down and travel. You can only do so much on that same 2-3 street strip, you know, unless you're in the big city of ATL, New York City, LA, and even then it's so much. So definitely want to get out and travel and get in these markets, meet and network and do it properly. And then when you do that, when you do touch down and meet people, make sure you're building with them. I met a lot of people in Texas and we're building now. Days later, after everybody sobered up and whatnot, I don't drink, but they had to get right. And now we connected on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. So definitely don't just throw people CDs. And then that's it, you know, unless they're fans. You want to try to keep it, keep that momentum going, keep that building. Y'all might could get shows in each other's area. And like I said, just travel. I mean, you cannot really be effective just online these days unless, I mean, Pogo Don, he did it. But even now, he's traveling. He's got several shows. So shout out to him. And you can check his Facebook and see where he's coming up next to perform. But like I said, just get out there and travel and network and do your thing because you got to touch down. You got to meet people face-to-face. You got to be about that meet-and-greet type deal. Got to get those shows in. You got to work. So that's what we do, and that's why we're struggling tonight. I'm struggling.
Man, it's always a wild time when you're out there on the grind, but, you know, you want to be strategic as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get the most out of it.
Just like artists go on the road all the time, they have shows all the time, they got to do shows, they got to drink their tea, they got studios on the tour buses, they got to get it in, you know, basically you gotta get out there and make it happen. If you plan on somebody writing you some type of a big check, it's going to be because of your grind. That's with any business, that's with any entity, so like Onyx said, move around with some money in your pocket, you know what I'm saying? Always, you know, spinning bottles and popping bottles in your local club. That really ain't going to do shit for you, you know? Like,
nothing.
Them people know you through they knew you all through high school and grade school, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go out somewhere else, pop some bottles, make some other people know your name, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like,
and budget.
You know, that's how you want to make an impact out here and do what you need to do, you know what I'm saying? And, it don't stop. This thing don't stop, man. Like, it gets very real very fast if you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
So
it does.
Get prepared, man. Touch down and do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Have some type of something in place. You know, it ain't going to go as planned, especially when you're in South by Southwest. Got it. Shout out to D, the general. Especially when you're out there, it's not going to go as planned because the parking is off the chain. I'm just letting y'all know. So just be ready to have the money for the bikes, you know. You don't got to ride on the back of the dude. Like, they actually got, like, a little seat, you know what I'm saying? A little cart. You know what I'm talking about? Like a little,
what,
you
like
know
a
what
little,
about.
Yeah, yeah, they got them out
you
here.
You got them in New York, I was going to say.
Bike.
Okay, I think.
You sit on the back. See? You sit on the back. They take you to where you need to go.
Right, right. And they be just, I'm kind of, I don't know, though.
Them dudes are in shape. Them dudes are in shape,
they be And it's some girls, too. They be doing their thing. They be, you know, flipping
through.
Oh, the
girl's legs be off the chain. Any girl that's doing that, look at her legs next time you on them joints. They be off the chain because they pulling mad people. You know, they getting their
workout.
They are.
Oh, I saw this actor out there, you guys. I can't think of who was the dude. I hate to say he was out there and then if I go to his Twitter and find out he wasn't even nowhere on the scene, I'm going to be disappointed. But I want to say I seen a dude from, I don't know his name, and I can't think of the movie, Antoine Fisher. I want to say I seen him, but I don't know for sure. But all these people was taking pictures
Derek
of him.
Luke?
I think I seen him, yes, but it was so crazy because I was trying to find my car, and I didn't even, like, care. I just kept walking, and I looked, and I'm like, is that so-and-so? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to get to the car. Like, I was tired, so I'm mad at myself for not going back and seeing who it was, but I know it was somebody famous because of it was towards the end of the night. So again, everybody was out there. It was a lot going on with famous people everywhere. It was pretty cool, and they was getting mobbed. I mean, people was getting maced. People was getting maced. I forgot to tell y'all that they was macing folks because they was running up on them. You know, not in a bad way, but just because it was too much. So they started macing everybody, and that's how they cleared the crowd. So it was crazy. Anything else in the news that we can mention while we still had the people's attention? I'm so proud of you guys for hanging in. I can see. Y'all know we can see when y'all, like, hang up or don't listen or click something. We can see all of that. I mean, you know, we can see that. So we appreciate you for hanging in.
Most definitely, man. Shit, y'all about to hang in longer than us. Like,
real talk, I'm doing this for y'all. Like,
real struggle. This thing about to end early.
Like, yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, I already mentioned Nashville. Someone hit me and said mentioned the SEA Awards. I did. I've been talking about it the whole time. See.
Damn,
you
yo,
wrong.
I wasn't listening the whole time.
Y'all
mentioned the SEA Awards.
I know.
Shout
I've
out to Southern Entertainment Awards with everybody that's going to be out there touching down. Let me tell y'all something. This is the seminar season, if you don't see that already. Like, everything that's seminar-related or panel-related. So if you want to touch down to one, you ain't going to be able to touch down to all. That's no problem.
Right.
If you want to go to something like this, start looking this stuff up now because they are going on and they'll be going on for a while. There's All Access Music Conference coming out in New York, an ASCAP conference that's coming. It's a bunch of different stuff that's happening right now. So go Google seminars and conferences, and maybe there's one in your town or close to your town that you want to attend. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, people go there with the wrong attitude, thinking, hey, I'm going to go there, somebody's going to discover me, and I'm getting a sign. No. Go there, build, network, meet different people, and just let them know what you're about. And like I said, don't always spend your money in your local area. Those people have known you for a long time. Go out there, spend your money in these other places, have a good time, come home with some different people's connections in your pocket, whether it's in your phone, business cards, whatever. You need to know people in different areas.
Exactly.
They can, and most will, some will help you out. You know what I'm saying? But you'll never know unless you get out of your city.
Exactly. Real talk. And then, you know, again, don't bring 2,000 CDs to that party. I mean, everybody's bringing CDs to the party. So if you're just wasting, nobody's going to walk around with 10 CDs in their hand. I'm not trying to hold 10 CDs. First of all, I'm not an executive. So I can't sign you, you know what I'm saying? But you definitely want to have a product in hand. So when someone asks you, you say, yep, you know what, I do, and you have it ready. But don't just ambush folks with a million CDs. It's too much going on. People was too many CDs, and that's how they all was on the ground. I've seen it. It was sad. I was like, dang, that's a good cover and graphic. But it was on the ground. So, I mean, I'm serious. I was walking by, but what do I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, key thing is the networking build, but don't feel like you got to have a massive truckload unless you're performing and you already got fan bases on deck and ready, you know, unless it's just a venue set up for that particular time for you to pass out CDs because people do not want to walk around. That's the worst. Isn't it, Golden? to get handed CDs and
yeah,
CDs.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like, who's going to hold all this?
You don't have no bag or anything, and you got to put them in your
pocket.
Right,
you're not going to be dealing with all that.
Dudes, we got to put them in our pocket so, you know, we don't look like, you know, let me tell you, some people will throw your shit right on the ground in
they
front
do.
Of you.
They do.
You know what
they
I'm saying?
Do, and
I don't
do
that.
I don't hold it. I know I hold
I'll take
them all.
It and I'll hold it. So,
a, I can't do
you know,
it
me taking it and holding it always gets on my nerves because
I know.
It, by the end of the walk to wherever I'm going, I got about 15 of them shits. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's like, listen, it's I understand everybody wants you to, but what do you think? What do you think is going to, let me, remember when he was at your 20th anniversary
That's
in Atlanta?
That's what I'm saying. Remember I walked in
dude
with like
dude that worked
three
in
CDs?
The hotel slipped the CD under my door. Like, I woke
okay.
up in the morning, and it scared the shit out of me, because as soon as I woke up and was headed to the bathroom, get washed up and shit, something just came sliding under the door. And it was one of the dudes that worked there slipped me a CD under my door because he heard me talking to somebody in the lobby about the event.
That's what's
my
that,
whole
though,
thing
he...
is this. My whole thing is this. When you study the art of people getting signed now, your chances of somebody listening to a CD is slim to none because
yeah, it's too much.
They're really not looking for it in that way anymore.
No, they're
looking
not.
For something that has already been kind of, you know, you got your buzz going. You got your movement going.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are talking about you. So they just pile up and they collect dust. Now, if you want to press up CDs, I'll tell you, this is how I'm doing it. This is how you might want to do it. Get the contacts that you have that you think are the most important in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been to a few places and you like, you know what, this guy is the man. I met him out here. Let me package this up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of pressing up $5, maybe you press up $50.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of spending the money you was going to spend for $5,000, you spend 50 CDs, 50 press kits to
mm-hmm.
impress whoever's getting it and do what people don't do to mail
That's
it
what
to
I'm him. Saying. Everybody's out there.
Put that
know,
joint in the mail and mail that to his office.
Because ain't nobody
so when
mailing
he gets
no
that, he not getting CDs like that no more.
No,
he getting
people
tweeted.
Getting
this shit in the street.
Exactly, and tweeted to death and Facebook to death.
And then tweeted
death.
Like, yo, did you check
Tag
your
me
mail?
Out. Tag
I
me
sent
out.
You a
Tag
nice
me
package
out.
In there.
Yeah.
People get their stuff still listened to by getting it sent in the mail. Trust
exactly.
me. I was in the office last week. Dude opened this dude's package up. I was like, I love this packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And listened to his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
he's not getting that. He's getting emails.
Mm-hmm.
His email is flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But his regular mail, nobody does that shit no more. So go left field. Don't always run through the front door when everybody run through the front door. Search
Real
the
talk.
Back door.
Outside, something. And you know what else, too? And this is not to say that you're not supposed to be pressing CDs, because that's how you get your buzz up. That's not what we're saying. But when it's more so when these particular events come into town or you go to these particular events where you know everybody's going to be doing the same thing, that is not the place really to do that. You want to have them on deck
right.
again, but that's what we're talking about. Now, when you out and it's just a regular season, it's just summertime, whatever, you doing your thing, you touch down to whatever city, do what you need to do. Promo away. However, when you go to these big ones, I'm telling you, you're going to see your CD on the ground. I hate to say it like that unless you have a buzz and it's well-receptive. And a lot of people will ask you for a CD, especially if you do give a good set and performance. That's what I did. I've seen two good guys. That sounds crazy. I see two good performance sets in Austin this past weekend, and I actually went to them and tracked them down, went out of my way up the balcony, did the most, and ask for a CD. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you do it. People going to come to you for your music when they feel it's jumping. You know what I'm saying? When they think something's rocking, they're going to come to you for it. So stop attacking people. That's really what it is. It's an attack on me throwing the CDs throwing the links, throwing the messages, and then again, I'm not even the one that's going to get the money in their hand. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So let's focus on who's going to get you the check, who's going to be the investor, who's going to take your career to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because we here on the cut, we just listen to singles. We're not trying to do a full album review. Send us the single, you know?
So, and we won't do a full album.
I'm not.
We won't do
that. I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. You're right. You're right. But this one, I didn't mean to get into like a rant with it. I was just, you know, trying to drop knowledge real quick.
Listen.
Okay. Because, you know, I start feeling bad a little bit, but I got to say what it is, you know? Crazy.
You're not saying nothing harshly. You're not saying nothing in a harsh tone like, y'all niggas don't get your shit right, nigga. you're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, listen. And, you know, we're just giving y'all a little different ways. You know what I'm saying? Because we're following trends, and we're seeing what's working, and we're seeing how different things come across. You know, like I said, when I saw that package go, it comes in the mail to the dude by sitting there and him actually looking at it. Because guess what? Nobody's really doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sending an email.
No,
so
it was genius for him.
Because you're right. It was crazy because I had that idea myself. It's like, listen, if I'm going to try to reach people that could change my life, and I've met them before, and I have a relationship with them, I could take the time and I could take the money that I'm going to do trying to get 5,000 CDs done and giving my shit out to 5,000 people, which really only about 800 might even check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just the way everybody does things. Or I could spend that extra money that I was going to spend on all those copies and make a crazy ill package and send it to the people that I'm building these relationships with and let them know, yo, look what this cat did for us, man. We got to listen to this joint.
Exactly. It's almost a form of respect in a way. And is that always the way it goes down? No, but still, at the end of the day, stop the attack. Stop the spam. You know, enough is enough. What in the world is going on? You feel me? What is the deal? I just be like, wait, am I in a twilight zone? Sometimes I just be wanting to just, it gets to the point I'm cutting my phone off. And again, this is me. I'm regular. You know what I'm saying? I'm regular out here trying to get it just like y'all. Imagine the executives. You know, if I'm getting 20 a day, that's the minimum.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Real talk. If I'm getting 20 a day, I can just imagine what president or whatever getting, you know what I'm saying? Vice president, Def Jam, whatever it is. I can just imagine what they dealing with on that end. Like, this is crazy
right now.
Y'all got to get it together. People's not rocking to that. I'm not feeling it, you know?
If you go into these places, you just want to be different.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll never forget this dude. I went to a conference one time, and I'll never forget this guy. He was standing in the middle of the hotel lobby with a big-ass cut-out cardboard of himself. And he was standing next to it with a big-ass boombox playing his shit. Everybody was standing around that dude listening to that shit because that big-ass cardboard cutout of himself was just so different. Like, people were laughing, but that made people want to hear what he had. Because they like, okay, now this nigga, he done did something different. Let me listen to his shit. And he was just standing next to it, like leaning on the cardboard cutout, playing his shit, him and his boys.
You know what? That's
so crazy.
He got
so many quality listens that it was out of control.
That's so
crazy. Dallas Austin was around his shit. Everybody was standing there around his shit, giving that he was exchanging cards. And that he made people come up to him.
Exactly. Just like dude in Austin, his name is G-Jet. Oh, my gosh. I was so impressed. Talk about a Eminem 8 Mile freestyle type joint. that dude was out there killing it, and it was real freestyle. Like, whoever walked up, he'd be like, you know, I don't rap, but he would say something or whatever, and it was the dopest metaphor. Like, I was so impressed and taken back. I didn't know how to feel. Like, I was like, this is crazy. Please give me a CD. You know, like, you just get, you become a fan. It wasn't even, it was crazy. That's how you do it. You draw the attention. And what's so funny about you telling that story, I want to share this with everybody, how I first started into just, really, like, of course, I wanted to be a singer, wanted to be a part of the music industry all my life, since the age of 6. But at this point, you know, I got kids. There's a lot going on. I'm in school at UTSA in San Antonio, right? And my brothers and them dropped a CD. Now, at the time in Texas, everybody's familiar with, like, the Swisher House and Slim Thugs and Mike Jones and all of them. And that's the type of people my brothers was doing music with and working with. And so, and DJ Mr. Rogers, they had this mixtape. And I wanted to, I didn't know anybody at this school, at UTSA, huge university, but I knew that they did music because I would see flyers everywhere. And I was trying to get my brother's music out in a whole other market, again, San Antonio. So I was in the cafeteria, and I took, like, those speakers. You know how the little joints that you plug up to the computer? And I had it plugged in, and I was playing it. And that's how I met all these people. And they came up to me. And this was, I didn't even know what I was doing. But that's what I did, because I'm like, I'm going to just play the music, act like I'm in the cafeteria chilling. And that's what I did. I was in there. I had my little book open. I'm studying, but not really studying, right? But I had my book open. The speakers was plugged into it, and people started coming to me like, yo, this is this Killer Kami on? Is this Slim Thug? Is this, you know, they hear a familiar voice. They're like, yo, who is this? Can I get a CD? Yeah, this is my brother. Da-da-da. I'm passing them out. Bam. People started getting onto it. And back then, that's when Facebook was really Facebook. It wasn't drama. It wasn't a lot going on. You didn't have stalking going on. It was just you had your groups, your networking. And I actually created a group, I-35 Riders, and people joined that group. So, again, it was receptive. They came to it. They liked it. And that was in 05. So, you know, it's 2013. So we got to go back to 05, and let's go back. Whatever works. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was interesting that you said that, and then I did it. Of course, that was Austin, and everybody wasn't there, but it still brought fans to the table, and it brought my brother
exposure. Of course, it's just something different, man.
It is.
I mean, this is what you got to think of. Even, you know, Al Poco Denial is going to have on the show today. This guy's sitting on the porch making beats with his hand and making hooks with singing it and rapping it all at the same time. It's just something that you don't normally see. So when people get a glimpse of that, they tend to tell other people. You know
exactly.
If you seen a two-tailed dog walking down the street, you probably gonna tell everybody that you run across that. Guess what I saw yesterday? A two-tailed dog running
so
down
gross.
The street.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gross to think.
It's different. It's something different that you saw.
Yeah, it is.
But you're not going to tell everybody that you've seen a regular dog.
Right? That's
so
true.
So if you're a regular dude and you're out there doing the same shit that everybody else do, you think people are going to be like, yo, I seen a rapper.
Right?
No, because you like one in a million. But
yeah,
if you like, yo, there was this dude out there rapping, standing on a podium like he was Malcolm X. Or so, I don't care what it is. I'm just saying, if it's creative and it's different, that's when people are going to notice it, and that's when they're going to spread the word about it. That's when they're going to give you a quality listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that other people don't get quality listens because they just rap, but when you go to places where there's a bunch of you there, you got to stand out somehow.
Exactly, and don't be doing the most either. And then on the American Idol tip, dressing up in green and witches and doing all that, like, that's unnecessary. Don't rock like
if
that.
That's
I've seen a little bit.
If you're
like,
a Lady Gaga type artist, if that's you,
yeah, if
but
that's
don't
you.
Do it if it's not
don't
you.
Don't do it as a gimmick. Yeah, that's not be authentic.
Yeah, not
be
no
real
gimmick.
For once. But hey, we don't know. We just saying. Whatever it is, what it is.
Nobody has to listen to shit we say here on the cut.
Not at
you
all,
but
I'm just trying to give you a little bit of game, a little bit. I'm telling you, we kind of touched down in a couple of circles. We might know a little bit, so It might not be too bad to kind of take. We may.
I done seen niggas' CDs get frisbeed right back at them.
Real talk.
There's
it's
some cats that ain't
I'm
nice.
I'm looking at the money. If you got unlimited funds and you could just do it like that, do your thing. I ain't tripping. That's what's up. I'm trying to get like you. But I ain't got it like that to just press up the thousands of copies and get them wasted. I'm sorry.
I seen a music exec call a nigga a stan in front of everybody just because he was trying to get his attention.
What
he called him a stan. You know, like Eminem song Stan, like a crazy
fan. Oh, wow,
fan.
Baby. That's
turned around on him and said, God damn, what are you, some type of stan?
Oh, that's
and
so
everybody
sad.
Just sat there like, ooh, ooh. Dude was mad embarrassed.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't let it go. And, hey, man, I got this. Hey, man, I got this. Hey, man. Until dude just finally stopped and turned around. I was like, yo, what's wrong with you?
I'm so
I'm
sad
trying to walk
that
somewhere.
One.
I'm trying to go somewhere. What are you
yeah.
doing?
Yeah.
No,
I
and know who you're talking to. Know who you're talking to. Know who looks for music.
Exactly.
Everybody that's in the music business is not the person that listens to the music.
Exactly.
Don't go giving your shit up to the vice president of media that don't got shit to do with music.
And don't have nothing to do with the department.
Don't got nothing to do with the department.
Street
like,
giving it to
the
street team.
With a badge around their neck.
Exactly. You didn't give a CD to a street team. They out there working, getting 5 an hour, college intern work in. They don't even know what's going on.
And,
okay.
You know, before we bounce, I just want to give a big shout out to LeBron James and the Miami Heat, which is
absolutely.
My team, who tonight was 27 points down to Cleveland, and now they 9 points up.
Okay.
Don't ever count out the Miami Heat. We're going for 24 in a row tonight. I hope they can continue. We got 2 minutes left. Shout out LeBron James and the Miami Heat, man.
Don't ever
count King James out. 27 down. He did it to Boston the other day. 17 down. Let's go, Miami. Let's win this game. Let's win this game, Miami.
Let's get it in. Again, guys, stand by. We'll come with the Al Poco Don reschedule. Don't be disappointed. Just be excited. Again, if you want the free code, hit us up. I got it. Got you all day, every day. Global14.com. This is the station via that website. Again, G14 Made the Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx 254. Shout out to Lamont, LD. I be giving people nicknames. Staff holding down the board. And Golden, I'll pass it to you.
Shout out to Lamont, man. He was on. He said he was on the line for a little while, so we gonna get Lamont on next show, so he can speak. He went to speak on the Beyonce topic and, you know, a few other things.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, holla at us, though, man, at the Glue, THAGLUE, on Twitter, global14.com, Golden Fleece. A lot going on global14.com. Make sure you join, man. We're talking about a lot of different things that Jermaine is about to do. And yes, maybe in your city too. So if you not joined up and you want to know what he gonna do in your city, let me just tell you this: he will be in your city. He's always in your city.
Yeah, for real. He be at
he's
least
in
five
every
city.
City. Damn near
every
day.
Every day.
He's in every city, a different city. I'm telling you the truth.
Every day.
So
yep.
If you joined up and he's coming to Oakland, all you gotta do is be like, yo, Jermaine, I'm in Oakland. Can I get in? He be telling people all the time, yeah, you good. What's
yep.
your name? Let me put you on the list.
Yep, and it is life. It is lies. Member benefits after saying that. You don't get that on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook hater. I just don't rock with it like that. Well, we out. Next, updates via the Twitters and Facebooks and however else you heard about it. We'll get you right. Al Poco Don, stay tuned to his Twitter. He'll let you know when he's coming back through. That's it.
One. We out.
Yeah. John Main. 35 riders. Let's go. That's why I'm Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why? In the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.